Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Brought to you by Special Olympics PA. Eagles clinched the NFC East with a 41-7 victory over Dallas. It was a win by committee when it comes to quarterbacks, Kenny Pickett and Tanner McKee combining for four touchdowns. And Saquon Barkley becomes just the ninth player in NFL history to rush for over 2,000 yards in a season. He's just over 100 yards away from the all-time rushing record. Whether he goes for it against the Giants next week is yet to be determined.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. A lot needs to play out. We'll see where we are in a couple of days.
Join Spike Eskin at the 2025 Philadelphia Polar Plunge, February 1st at Citizens Bank Park. It's the coolest event. For more info, visit phillyplunge.org. Weather sponsored by Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon. Partly cloudy with a high of 56. It's currently 52 degrees. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials at Klondike Kate's, nestled in the heart of Main Street on the University of Delaware campus. Visit KlondikeKates.com today. Listen to every Eagles game on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Three receivers. Rush is back. Here comes the rush. He fires, and it's intercepted! It's intercepted! Running with the football is Gardner Johnson. He's at the 30, the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Eagles on a pick six.
Well, a tremendous day yesterday by the Eagles defense. Feisty, competitive, and outstanding. And obviously, it's funny, the game has gotten kind of shortchanged a bit here today, but understandably so, because of the Saquon thing and just what a fascinating dilemma that is. But, you know, I was really happy to see the Eagles play a great defensive game.
Whooped them.
Well, they
think
did.
Think about this. In two games against the Cowboys this year, they outscored them 75-13.
Yeah, yeah.
Hadn't swept them since 2011.
Really?
Isn't that wild?
Wow, the Eagles hadn't swept Dallas?
Hadn't swept Dallas since 2011.
And there's so many times they could have but didn't play their players
right,
at the
like
end of the year.
Right, like 2017,
yeah,
whatever.
A bunch of them. So I want to just, you know, a lot of focus on the present-day Eagles, but we would be incredibly remiss if we did not address the massive passing in the history of Philly sports that happened since we were last here with Bill Berge passing away. I mean, what a guy. What a player, but what a human. Look, I was really sad when I saw this news, obviously, a few days ago. It's a big one. And I'd heard that he was struggling. I last talked to Bill 2 years ago at an event, and he had told me it was really painful. And he wasn't complaining. And John, you know, as a tough guy, like, you're a tough guy. Bill Berge is a tough guy. When Bill Berge's telling you it's really painful, he was really, really, really going through it. And he was just like, we could talk about him as a player from now until forever. And I didn't see him play. I was too young. But I got a sense. You know, I mean, my family growing up would talk about Berge all the time. And then, you know, just knowing Eagles history. I mean, there was a game, Bill Berge, one game at 34 tackles. 34 tackles in a game. 34 tackles.
It just seems impossible, but it really happened.
And he told me the story of after the game, he was called to Vermeil's office. And James, he thought he was in trouble. So he goes to the office and he thinks he's in trouble because, like, this is very unusual that before Vermeil addresses the team, a player's been called to the office. So he thought he did something wrong. And he told me that Vermeil said that is one of the finest games I've ever seen a player play. And Bergy was so appreciative. Anyway, the point is, amazing player. But I did get to know him, and I think a lot of us around here obviously did. And he had such – if there's one thing I could convey to people that never met him, it is this. He had such a big heart. He was a teddy bear. Like, there was the gruff football player thing that he wore proudly and was part of his DNA. He's the kind of guy that, as an Eagles fan, you were proud the way he would compete and play, obviously. But the human being was 1,000 times better. He had as big a heart as anyone I've met in Philly sports. I mean that. He was a wonderful, caring person. So I just want to express condolences to the Bergy family, to the Eagles community, to Eagles fans. The passing of Bill Bergy is a big one in the history of Philadelphia sports. And obviously he's one of the great defensive players the team's ever had.
Love and prayers to the family, the Bergy family. Yeah, it just
how much interaction did you have with him?
Just through the years, here and there, he had such a big warmth to him.
He did,
you know, just a warmth that he exuded, and I felt very privileged. You know, he's a legendary player, and I felt privileged to, you know, get to say hi. You know,
good man,
hi Bill,
sure.
And you know, that was. Yes, meant so much to so many for good reason.
Yeah, Devin, did you get a sense down there yesterday? Because I was watching on TV, and they did something in the fourth quarter in the broadcast. Did the Eagles do something on the field that you were able to catch?
Not on the field.
When I say on the field, I mean, you know, the Fanavision or whatever the hell it's called, the big screen.
Merrill, I didn't see much on the big screen aside from the start of the game, which they, of course, you know, honored him. And
that's Merrill, what I mean. They did?
Yeah, okay, Merrill re-shouted him out at the start of the game as well on the broadcast.
Yeah. That's a big one. He was an amazing person. All right, Bat of the Bone Award coming up shortly. Phone calls on a great victory yesterday. And obviously Saquon 2000, and now, like, what to do with Saquon trying to track down Dickerson. He's, what is it, 101 yards? Is that the total? 101. 101 away from breaking the record. All right, let's go to the phones. Mike is with us right now. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, gang. Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays, Mike.
You too, buddy.
And Devin, congratulations on the sideline game. That's fantastic news. Very proud of you.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Okay, so this Saquon thing, man, what a week this is going to be. Listen, all we're doing right now is talking about what-ifs, okay? I just want us to kind of take a step back. We're talking about what-ifs here. No one knows the outcome, what's going to happen. Nobody knows if this, you know, nobody knows what the probability of something right going happening or something wrong happening. We're just talking about what-ifs. If he plays this week, he could do this in 2 rushes. He could do this in 20 rushes.
Or not do it. Now, you tend to think he probably would just because they could feed him enough. It's like when Doc had to get whatever it was to get to 30,000 points, and they just kept feeding him and feeding him and feeding him. It was Doc's last home regular season game in 1987. So if they want to make a point to get him the record, they very well probably can. Let's be
look. The goal yesterday was 2,000 yards. Lane Johnson talked about it. Hey, did he get it?
Yeah.
He got 31 carries.
Yeah.
I mean, they're clearly they were pumping the carries.
They were playing with a backup
he was
QB, though.
Hopefully, getting to 2,000.
Yeah, I do think they pumped him up a bit, though. Yeah,
yeah. But what I'm getting at here is, it's like, again, nobody knows what's going to happen. We could sit everybody this week, okay, and we can lose in the first round of the playoffs. Anything is possible. So, with that being said, embrace this possibility. Okay, because this is like a once in a generation conversation. We rarely talk about this specific record.
Well, here in Philadelphia, we never have. I made this point a couple weeks ago. Other than Wilt stuff, we got no records. We got none. We got nothing.
And this is possibly one of, if not the biggest, individual record in the sport of football. All we talk about for years is run the ball, and we could have the greatest single season rusher of all time. You have to embrace this possibility. And look, 2,000 yards is amazing, but you know what? How often do we talk about Jamal Lewis? How often do we talk about Chris Johnson?
Not much.
Saquon, and this, I am so passionate about this. Saquon has an opportunity here to re-cement himself as an all-timer.
All right, listen, Mike. You're making a great, compelling point. Before we get to the Bat of the Bone Award, let me just throw this out to the room here. Is it, because Mike said it is, the biggest single-season NFL record? I kind of think it is. So you got touchdowns.
Yeah.
You got yardage. You got catches. You got sacks. You got rushing yards.
It is to me.
I think it is.
Yeah.
It is to me because you've got the unit and you've got the offensive linemen who it matters more. The run game matters more to an offensive lineman than the pass game does. And this is the true group demonstration of physical dominance. How well do you run the football?
So here's why I think it matters the most. Here's why I think it's the biggest record. Because it's, for lack of a better way to put it, and there's people that know this stuff way better than I do, but it's kind of how the game started. You ran the ball in 1920. You ran the ball. Jim Thorpe ran the ball. You know, and then the next guy, and then Red Grange ran the ball. And then eventually Jim Brown ran the ball. And it was the way the game was played, much more than passing. So I think that record was more a part of the DNA of football. And that's part of why I think it's the biggest record.
So it's got a deeper, richer history.
I think so.
But it is the manifestation of physical dominance. How do you best demonstrate physical dominance in football, which is, in my mind, which team wins? I mean, really, every single play is a 11 guys matching up. Who wins? Who's more physically dominant? And then at the end of the game, you get to see which team, which group of guys won that matchup more. It's an amazing contest.
I like it. All right, Bat of the Bone Award. It's what we do after every Eagles game. When they lose, it's blame balls. When they win, it's game balls. And we got four to hand out today. John Richie, who do you got Bat of the Bone Award? Game ball. I will never get the chance going forth to pick Saquon. Go ahead, John.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I wish I could, just for a second, feel the way that must feel to go 2,000 yards in this league.
Yep.
Just an historic accomplishment by Saquon. And what a classy guy every step of the way while he's doing it. We're so lucky. I feel so fortunate as an Eagles fan, as a Saquon Barkley fan, just to be part of this journey.
Yeah, said.
He's letting us enjoy it as well, and I appreciate that.
And you know what? Watching him break 2,000 yards almost flipped me to wanting him to go for the record next week, because it was so electric, and watching all of his teammates and coaches go up and congratulate him and the way he handled it, like such a class act, was amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, Devin, Bat of the Bone Award, game ball to who?
So I'm going to give mine to A.J. Brown. I know he only had 36 receiving yards, but he did have that incredible one-handed catch. It was out of bounds. Kind of turned it around, had another one right after from Tanner McKee, and then proceeded to launch the football into the stands. Yeah. And watching him and Big Dom, you know, kind of negotiate with fans to get that ball back for Tanner McKee was really cool. And it showed what a great teammate A.J. Brown is, because he was truly distraught over it once he realized what he had done. And he's just an incredible player. So
he's unbelievable. Seltzer, Bat of the Bone to who?
Yeah, so there are a few players I would love to give it to today that I think deserve it for yesterday. But I can't help but think about on the second to last day of 2024, how we started this year with a loss to the Giants in the last game of the season. And then the worst playoff game we've ever seen this team play. And even just going back to week 4 this season, and the job that Nick Sirianni has done this year to come back from the end of last year, the offseason he had, the bye week he had, the Cleveland game he had, to be sitting here at 13-3, two losses on drops, and to have this team yesterday go out with a backup quarterback and play like a well-frickin' oiled machine and win 41-7 in a game they had to have, Nick Sirianni, man, bad to the bone.
Yeah, listen, that's a good call. I will tell you, there's two names, and I got a few others written down, but there's two I did not think were going to get to me. So I've got my choice of Kenny Pickett or C.J. Gigi.
So those were the two players I wanted to take, but I went serious. I totally agree with you.
So I'm in a tough spot because I got to give it to one of them. I'm going to give it to Pickett because playing with broken ribs is something really unique. And listen, I'm not
saying... And they needed him.
Well, they might not have, because Tanner McKee
Yeah, I felt great about Tanner McKee. But, I don't need Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Pickett's going to get traded.
Seriously.
You got
great value, Kenny. Good job playing and toughing that out.
Yeah.
But
look, I mean...
He's younger and cheaper and all that.
CJ GJ gets the... gets my honorable mention, and he certainly deserves at least that, if not more, with the two interceptions and the touchdown that got them going.
Especially after getting kicked out last week and letting everyone down and all that.
I agree. But yeah. I'm going Kenny Pickett because, one, he played well until he played with broken ribs. And if you do that, you get my ad. And that's kind of the heart of Bat of the Bone. Because, John, when we started Bat of the Bone Award, whatever, 6-7 years ago, we kind of defined it as badass. Badass is playing with broken ribs and playing well. So anyway, congrats to a bunch of them. They played a great game. 215-592-9494. We'll get to the audio of Saquon and Sirianni, what they said after the game. Let's get to Moose right now. Moose, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Moose?
Hey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Dev, congratulations on the promotion. Joe, you're a funny guy, man. I'm a truck driver, and I listen to y'all every morning. And I'm one for one right now. I got my first call in as a first-time caller. Well,
that's awesome. Welcome. Moose, are you big?
No, that's crazy. I'm a brown-skinned, bald-head guy with hazel eyes, man.
So
you was talking about Moose. Where does Moose come from?
Why Moose?
All right. Well, shout-out to my man Demetrius, man. He gave me that name back in high school because my real name's Salim, and he used to call me Mussolini.
Wow.
That's an origin for a nickname.
You could have
given me a million guesses and I wouldn't have gotten that.
Yeah, and that one right there, I knew. But guess what, y'all? I think this right here is going to blow y'all mind because I'm a Giants fan, right?
Oh, no.
But listen, before y'all start booing, I live in Philadelphia. I've been a Giants fan since the 90s, since Hostetler days. So I've watched y'all just like I watched the Giants with the ups and downs. And when the Giants play the Eagles, I'm trying to get tickets now. Because I'm going to tell you, as a Giants fan, when he came to the Eagles, I was happy for him. I was happy for him. Because guess what? I didn't want him to be like Barry Sanders.
Yeah, no, listen, that's admirable of you, man. It really is. It's you know what's the crazy thing, Moose? And I mean this is no disrespect to Saquon. Even if you guys had kept him this year, I mean, maybe you get an extra two wins. You were winning 6-7 games every year anyway. That's the only part about their decision to move on that to me was a little bit understandable. They weren't going to be good anyway.
I think it's a lot understandable. I wouldn't have paid Saquon if I were the Giants. I just think they handled it poorly.
They handled it really bad.
Paying Saquon doesn't make sense for them.
They handled it so bad.
What? So listen to this, right? This is karma. Do not sit that man on this bench. As a Giants fan, how can you sit here and break the record on your team that lets you go? This is bigger than Sirianni. This is this man's journey right now.
He's living his football life right now. This week is his football life.
Right. Listen, you see that the offensive linemen want to go for this. Saquon being humble and a selfless guy, team player, he going to say no. Let somebody else, let Kenny Gainwell get some reps for the playoffs coming up. But come on, bro. This is a story written for history, cuz.
All right, Moose, listen, great call. As a Giants fan, you're kind of intelligent for a Giants fan.
Oh, no, listen, I'm a football fan first.
I don't care if it's
Pee Wee League or it's the NFL. A good play is a good play, no matter who do it.
All right, pal. Great call.
Well, you need to start noticing that your team doesn't generate many of those good plays.
I've known it for years. We had the Eli days, and guess what? We beat Tom Brady twice.
Yeah, that's true. All right, happy New Year to you, Moose. Good call right there. All right, let's go from a Giants fan to an Eagles fan at Jerry Jones. This is great. This was pregame yesterday, and some videos picked this up. This is an Eagles fan giving Jerry Jones the business by giving him a compliment for being so bad. Here is the fan with Jerry Jones.
Jerry, you're doing a great job this year, man. Keep it going. Keep it going, Jerry. Great job. Four more years. Keep doing what you're doing, Jerry. We love you in Philly. We love you.
I know you do.
We love you.
I'll try to live up to my standard this year.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Keep doing what you're doing. I applaud, okay?
good.
It's really good, man.
Sounds like Gary and Whitehall. Was that Gary and Whitehall?
I don't know. It's really good. It's really, really good. And I'm gonna give Jerry Jones a compliment. I don't do that often. He handled it well.
I agree.
He had a smirk on his face. He pointed at the guy, not in a confrontational way, and said, "You're good," meaning like I respect the game you're bringing as a fan. Like, it was a funny moment. Did you see him down there, Devin, pregame?
I did. I was standing on the sideline, and next thing I know, Jeffrey Lurie and Jerry Jones are walking over together. They had a really long conversation, and I was just dying to know what they were talking about. They were smiling. You know, I know owners, they're probably buddy-buddy yep. until game time, but it was surprising to see.
Jerry Jones would probably say, "You want to trade my team? I'll trade my team for your team."
Well, and it was funny because it was Jeffrey Lurie and Jerry Jones were chatting for, I'd say, at least like 20 minutes. Meanwhile, Howie Roseman was like 10 yards away, wanting absolutely nothing to do with the conversation. You could tell he was like, "Do not involve me in this."
Well, I thought Jerry came across as very self-aware in that exchange.
Yeah.
And that's not something that he always does a good job of getting across.
Yeah,
I agree. So, you know, kudos to Jerry Jones.
He did handle it well.
Yeah.
But nice kudos to the fan, man. I mean, James, they can't kick you. They can't kick you out for complimenting someone.
Yeah, it was a big day for fans. We had the Jerry Jones thing. We had the other fan who gave the ball back. Like, a big day for Eagles fans yesterday.
Well done, and a big day for Saquon Barkley. Let's. By the way, Ray Dittinger joins us in 15 minutes. And good morning to you if you're just waking
up. I'm very intrigued to see which way Ray goes. I can't wait to see what Ray
totally
says.
Totally agree. All right, so the ditty on whether the Eagles should play Saquon week 18 or not. We'll get to that in 15 minutes. Let's get right now to the moment when Saquon got to 2,000 yards. And what a great call by Merrill and Mike. And here's when Saquon romped down the left side for the 2,000.
They go to a pistol formation. It goes back to Barkley. Barkley breaks the tackle. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He is at the 25-yard line. He is down at the 25-yard line. Let's see what he has right now as he goes to the 25-yard line. He has just broken the 2,000-yard rushing mark. Saquon Barkley goes into NFL history.
Just tremendous, obviously. An incredible accomplishment by Saquon. Let's listen to Saquon talking after the game. Because now one of the big things is, you know, what happens from here and all that. But Saquon also lent perspective yesterday, historical perspective, on 2000, on Dickerson, on OJ. Here's some of what Saquon said after the game.
What does that mean for you to do it in 16 games, Saquon?
I don't know. It's great to be able to do it in 16 games, but I don't really believe in, you know, say if I play next week in – if I break ED's record, which one would be phenomenal. But I'm not into, like, if you do it in 17 or 16 games. You know, I'm a fan of position. If that's the case, then OJ got the record. OJ did it in 14 games. I know, you know, we really don't speak about that, but in reality, he rushed for 2,000 in 14 games. ED, it took him 15 to do it. So if anything, it's like, why are we even having the conversation? Or if you're trying to get ED's record, if that's a conversation, it should be, well, you got to do it in 14. And the way football it is right now, it's kind of hard to rush for 2,000 yards in 14 games. So whether it's 16, whether it's 17, it's a feat that, you know, you can never take away from what I was able to do with the O-line. And, you know, only 8 other players did it. So it's a special moment.
Magnanimous, as you would expect from Saquon. He was great in every way yesterday on the field and after the game with what he said. Of course, the big thing now, and it's going to be the dominant topic this week, is to play him or not. That is, by the way, our Twitter poll question of the day, brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, the all-new 2025 Equinox. It sets the bar on styling, and Armin Chevrolet has them in stock now. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Poll question, should the Eagles play Saquon Week 18 to let him break Dickerson's record, yes or no? Second, wow.
Hey, now.
Save that one.
Jimmy, please, turn that around in a hurry, buddy. Get that thing up and loop it. Let's get a bed.
That looped bed.
That may have been my worst. That may have been my worst of all time. John, was that my worst ever?
Oh wow! I don't know.
We need the replay
we'll have to
decide.
Hear.
We'll
have to hear it in a looped bed.
First off, Devin, pipe down because. All right.
Fair. Fair. Look, maybe we can do a little remix, a little collab.
Uh-huh. Holy mackerel, that was bad. All right, second poll question. Who should make the decision of whether Saquon plays Sunday? We've got four choices here. Sirianni, Saquon, team votes, Howie Roseman. Who should make the decision of whether he plays? All right, let's listen to more.
Hold on. Let's listen to something else first. Okay.
Not as bad
no,
as I thought.
I agree on replay.
Way better
I think
than
you're
I expected.
Two. You're when you're did. He's the two is worse.
He's the two all time. He's the two.
Oh, well, Saquon is maybe going to be the two by the end of the year, but he might be number one. And of course, the big thing is whether he plays Sunday or not to play next week or not. Saquon was asked about that. Let's listen to what Saquon said.
I'm not. You know, overly trying to go get it. I'm not scared of it. Like, I would love to, but at the end of the day, if, you know, also, we got bigger things that we're focusing on, and we're able to clinch the division right here. And, you know, whether it's we play next week or not and rest, I'm fine with that too, because I didn't come here and sign here just to, you know, rush for 2,000 or break a record. I want to do something special. Meaning special with the team.
Now, Saquon handled it so well yesterday after the game. Devin, you said earlier, and I tend to agree with you, you think he wants it.
I mean, I think he does. Even in that answer, it's like, well, yeah, I mean, it's all about winning it all at the end of the day, but it would be great. It'd be great to break a record.
John, you would want it, right? I mean, you played football. You would want the record, right?
Of course. I mean, as anyone on that offense, as any member who's blocking in any participating part of that machine, that's history, and that is the most effective and toughest and biggest baddest machine of all time. If you set this record,
it's look, he's got a real shot, but they got to play him to get it. Let's listen to Sirianni after the game. He was asked, 37 different ways yesterday whether Saquon's going to play next week or not. Here's one of the many answers Sirianni gave on whether to go for the record or not. This answer starts right after he had just discussed being really happy with the team winning the NFC East.
Our goals are bigger than just to win that. You know, we want to win our first playoff game, then win our second playoff game, and win our third, and all the way to the end. And so we'll take that one game at a time. I'll do what I think's necessary and best for the team to put ourselves in that position. But I also am very sensitive to records and all the things there, and so. We'll see how it goes. I don't know yet, but we'll always do what's best for these guys, and that could mean play them, that could mean rest them, right? It could be either one. I got to think about that. Looking forward to going out in the field and having it and playing catch with my kids after this, though, and then I'll think about it later.
Now, remember this, and that was Sirianni after the game. When he said that around 4:30 yesterday, he didn't know, obviously, the outcome of Washington's game, or excuse me, of Green Bay's game versus Minnesota, because it just started. So technically, he certainly did not know, because if Minnesota had lost and if Detroit were to lose tonight, then the Eagles would play all their starters. That's obvious. So it's hard to discern exactly, you know, like we're all trying to, you know, what's the word? Zapruder film? How do you say that
word? What?
Well, it's a name, Zapruder.
Well, I know it is, but how do you say it?
It count as a word,
no,
Joe?
No, no.
Twisted you around there.
Well, we're all trying to figure
the
out.
Zapruder film.
Zapruder. Thank you very much.
Zapruder.
Devin, don't tell me you don't know Zapruder film.
No, I've what?
Oh, come on!
No, Devin.
What?
Come on!
Devin. Say it slowly.
Zapruder
film. John's looking at me like
he's not happy with you.
No, we're all disappointed.
Are you American?
Poor Devin.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like an American word.
It's the Kennedy film. And when Kennedy got shot, it's the guy who captured the film of Kennedy getting shot. My point is, we've all seen that thing a million times.
Have we?
Try to dissect. Well, you're on the younger side. To dissect what the hell happened.
Have you seen it?
You have to have seen the videos of JFK before, right?
But not a million times. It's disturbing, is it not?
Well, it is.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like a movie. I mean, JFK the movie has. I mean, you've seen so many different things, you know?
James, I would say.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I've seen it, but only maybe a handful of times.
Wow. All right.
Like in class.
All right. Wow. James, I need a prediction from you. Ray Dittinger, when we talk to him in 5 minutes, will say to play Saquon week 18 or not. Which will he say?
I think he will couch it a little bit. I don't think he will come in and say, like, definitively,
I will drill down on him for an answer.
Because my guess is at the end of the day, he will say, don't play him.
I tend to agree with you. Okay, so we'll say 5 minutes. We'll find out what the Diddy thinks. Let's get to LeVert right now. LeVert, good morning.
D-A-G-L-E-S, Eagle.
E!
Oh, Lord. Listen.
That's the correct response there.
Nice.
Well done, buddy.
That was perfect.
Yeah, thank you. How's everybody, first of all?
Great. Hey, can we cut that LeVert, oh, Lord, also?
I'm literally doing it right now. You have my mind.
Please. Yeah, thank you.
I got to say this, man. You guys, a lot of you guys are against playing Saquon for this game. But it would be borderline criminal not to play him and go for this record. This is a record that will stand in Eagle lore forever.
That would be huge, man. It'd be massive. And LeVert, I'll add on to it. I said it earlier. I'll say it again. Other than Wilt Chamberlain records, which are all 60 years ago, I don't think we have any in Philly sports that are that that people can, like, I don't know. The Flyers had the unbeaten record in the NHL, 35 straight games unbeaten. Brad Lidge may or may not have the most saves in his season without blowing
a save. I don't think he does. I think Gagne did it. Gagne went like 2 years.
He went like a year and a half. Yeah. I know. But my point is, I don't know any others. I don't know anything.
I can't listen. In close to 70 years, I can't think of one other. Okay.
I know, John. John, you want him to pull. I don't know anything. I know. I saw your face. John wants something.
I mean, I'm looking for Jimmy. He's not even back there. Jimmy, come on. There.
What,
okay.
I'm on the phone. What happened?
I want this record so bad for these guys.
Yeah.
Because it's a team record. It's not just Saquon. It's actually the entire
it
office.
Is. But LeVert, let me just. This isn't devil's advocate. This is just part of the conversation. You do know A.J. Brown missed the playoff game last year because he got injured in Week 18, right?
And that really stunk.
Yeah. That was hard.
I realize that, but guess what? You can get hurt at any time.
You sure can.
Yeah, but they're not going to get – but listen, other than the freak injury in practice, you're not going to get hurt before a playoff game if you don't play. Right? I mean, come on.
They could go to the
but it's not gonna happen.
Game, draw their kryptonite in Tampa Bay, and lose the freaking game. Go for this record.
All right, LeVert, look, you're on the record, and I appreciate that. By the way, coming up in about 10 minutes at 8 o'clock, your chance to win a pair, your chance to hear a name that with that name on Friday can get you a pair of tickets to the Eagles and the Giants Week 18 matchup. So coming up at 8 o'clock in 8 minutes, we will give you a name. Know that name. Store it away. Yeah, write it down in your phone or something. And then on Friday, be ready to call the show at 8 o'clock and say that name and the other names that get said on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And with the four names, you can win tickets to the Eagles and the Giants courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation. 215-592-9495.
You could also opt to sit certain guys for this game. Well, A.J. Brown being one of them.
He doesn't have to block. That's fair.
If you look at Devontae Smith, mm-hmm. looked like he had a wrist injury mm-hmm. in this last game. Remember, we could see it from the TV copy. Guys like that, maybe, hey, you need a week. You're going to not play in this game. But offensive linemen who are completely healthy and the backs, let's see if we can get this done. And Jalen, by the way, you can use the rhythm. Let's get back into the swing of things. Get into the feel of, you know, when you're making what read and that sort of thing. Get back to approaching what's about to be an even faster pace in the playoffs. The postseason speed of play is ramped up even faster than the regular season.
Yep. Look, I think you make a lot of good points there. I think the only six guys that have to play if you go for the record are the five offensive linemen and Saquon. They're the only guys that have to play. You don't have to play A.J. Brown. He's probably pretty damn good blocker and better than some others, but Johnny Wilson can block.
He sure can.
But they're
he's
also
awesome at it.
But know this, if Johnny Wilson's in there, there's going to be 10 guys in the box. So you got that reality also. Before we get to the Diddy, let's listen to Saquon after the game, because one of the many topics here is who actually makes the decision, who should make the decision. Here's what Saquon said after the game.
It's up to Nick, to be honest. And, you know, whatever his decision is, I'm all for it. If you know, his mindset is, you know, we'll go out there and try it, and I'll go out there and try it. But his mindset is, let's rest and get ready for, you know, this run, then I'm all for that too. And, you know, I'm not just saying that because a camera's in my face or a mic's in my face. I really mean that. I came here to do something special, and obviously breaking a record special, but I want to be part of, I want a banner up there, and I think we all do.
All right, I love it. I love all elements of what's going on here. Let's talk to the Diddy. It's a 13-3 team, chance to be 14-3, 2,000 yards, chance to be all-time record setter and holder. For that, for more on all this, we turn to Ray Dittinger. He's brought to us by Verizon. Phones were not made to be broken, but life happens. So when your phone breaks, Verizon's got you. Trade in any phone at your local Verizon store in any condition, guaranteeing to get a great deal on one of their best 5G phones with unlimited ultimate. A Happy New Year's goes out. So I said it. Is it New Year's or New Year?
Happy New Year.
Ray Dittinger, why do we say Happy New Year's?
New Year's Day.
It's like daylight savings.
If you say New Year's Day,
okay,
that's
it's
fine.
Possessive.
But I shouldn't say Happy New
Year.
You
could say Happy New Year, if you're talking about the new year upcoming.
Ray Dittinger, sir, Happy New Year to you, soon at least. Hello, Ray.
Same to you. Same to you guys. I think John's exactly right. That's how... Yeah, I mean, if you're going to say Happy New Year, it should be singular. I think over time, I think people just got so used to talking about New Year's Eve that's how it became New Year's. But you're talking about New Year, and you're right. And you know what? There's this New Year shaping up to be pretty exciting.
Yes, it is. All right, so Ray, I'm going to bury the lead for one question. Saquon is going to be question two. Question one is, because I don't want to shortchange the game and win in the division. Let's just go a little bit chronological here. What stood out to you yesterday about the game? And then we'll get to Saquon after that. But give us your thoughts on yesterday's victory.
I thought an overall, top to bottom, a really, really good performance. And a necessary one coming off the loss in Washington. You know, that was a... You know, they were going to the playoffs. We all knew that. But that was a disturbing game. I mean, in a lot of ways. And, the Hurts injury, most obviously. But there were a lot of things he came away from that were disturbing. I mean, when you're looking at a couple of weeks down the road, you're going to the playoffs, what kind of shape are you going to be in? It was really important for this team to come out yesterday and not just win the game, but win it in a very solid and emphatic fashion without Hurts. And they did. And they did that. And that was it. And this, you can talk about, now listen, clinching the division is great, and clinching the division by beating the Cowboys is even better. We all enjoyed that. But I thought from top to bottom, it was a really good performance by the team, and you come away from it with a better feeling about your backup quarterback. You know, I think that's what I came away from. I mean, the game a week ago, a lot of people blame Pickett for the loss. I didn't. I thought he came in under tough circumstances and did okay. When he left the field, you were in the lead. So, I mean, in that sense, he'd kind of done his job. But I thought you really needed – I kind of wanted to see what he looked like after a good solid week of practice, where I think everybody pretty much knew he was going to go in this game. And I thought he came out, and I thought he played really well. And that's what I took away from it. Now you feel pretty good about your number two, and frankly, you feel pretty good about your number three. He looked pretty good, too.
Yeah, what sort of question does this bring for future years? It felt like Tanner McKee, the younger, much more moldable quarterback, could be a real option. I thought he looked outstanding as well.
Yeah, and not the first time. I mean, he hasn't. Anybody that pays any attention to the preseason, I don't know how many people really do, but in the preseason, when he's had his opportunities to play, he's been very good. Coming out of Stanford, there were the book on him was pretty much that he was just a pocket passer. That he, you know, the big knock on him was he had very little mobility. I mean, he was a guy that was just stood flat-footed in the pocket, yeah. But nobody questioned his arm, and nobody questioned his accuracy. But, I mean, he was a prospect worth taking, that you could develop him into something. And yesterday he came in, and, man, he looked very comfortable in there. And, you know, it was all in all, top to bottom, I thought it was a really, really good performance by this team. And then put you in a position where now all other things are possible. But you have some big decisions to make this week.
Yes, sure. You do. All right, let's get to those decisions, Ray. By the way, it's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake studio. All right, Ray, we give people a chance to always hear a name leading into another home game, in this case, a game Sunday. It's Sunday, by the way, at 1, for those that don't know. NFL announced yesterday the Eagles will be playing Sunday at 1 o'clock. There was the possibility of Saturday. I was a little afraid they were going to screw the Eagles and have them Saturday if you didn't know if they had to play the players or not. Or anyway, Sunday game, 1 o'clock. You can attend the game and win tickets Friday here on the show. You got to listen today at 8, tomorrow at 8, Thursday at 8, and Friday at 8, 4 times for 4 different names, and with those 4 names, you can win tickets courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation. Let's give you a name right now.
And the name is
Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley
is
the name. All right. Know that name for Friday at 8 o'clock. Be ready to win the tickets courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation. All right, Ray, let's get to really the big topic. And you know you are our Obi-Wan, Ray. We turn to you in moments of confusion and say, show us the way, Diddy. Ray Didinger, sir, should the Eagles play Saquon Barkley week 18 to try to break Eric Dickerson's record?
I would not. I would not. Now, I don't know what Nick's ultimate decision on this is going to be, but I would not. I wouldn't. You know, I think Barkley handled it about as well as you could handle it yesterday. I mean, he knew the question was coming, and he was ready for it.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, what he said was, if you just read the quotes, it was, well, it's Nick's decision, and I'm okay with whatever he decides to do. But if you looked at his face, he obviously wants to go for it. And who wouldn't? I mean, he's 100 yards away from an all-time NFL record. He knows at this point in his career he'll never be this close again. The competitor in him wants to go for it, and I fully understand that. But he also said in his comments to the press, he also talked about the larger issue, which is, you know, what we're all here trying to accomplish, which is win a Super Bowl. And if that's really, as Jalen Hurts likes to say, keep the main thing the main thing, if that's really the main thing, then the smart thing to do now is to sit him and sit pretty much all of your starters and give him that week. Because here's the thing, and I understand historic aspects of it, and I understand the delicious situation that this sets up. That here you got the Giants limping into Philadelphia,
yep,
to play this game, where he can break the all-time rushing record against the team that let him walk. I mean, all of that stuff. It's storybook. It really is, and it's sitting there for you, and you know it's there. But the bigger picture is accomplishing what you all set out to accomplish at the beginning of this year, and that's winning a Super Bowl. And if that's the case, then I think you sit not just him, but a whole lot of guys, because you got to look at this. This is the way I thought about it a lot last
night. I'm sure you did. Yeah, I think we all are. Yeah,
I think we all thought about it a lot last night. But here's the thing. I mean, you look back, the Eagles have been grinding now for 3 solid months. Their bye was in week 5. Their bye was really early this year. They have been going with no let up since early October, and playing and coming down the stretch here, they have played some really tough games. The Baltimore game was a tough game. The Pittsburgh game was a tough game. The last week's game against Washington, the way it turns out to be a tough game. I mean, it has been a grind. And you know, Barkley has, if you tally it up, 378 total touches right now. You look at your offensive line. I mean, you look at Dickerson, you look at Johnson, you look at, I mean, these guys have played 800, 900. Juergens has played 1,000 snaps. And if you really want to go, and you have no let up now, you have no bye. I mean, your game is coming right on the heels of this final game of the regular season. I think the smart thing to do, even though there's a lot of people that are going to be unhappy about it, and I think there's probably, to some degree, Barkley's not going to be thrilled with it, but I think the smart thing to do is to give everybody a rest, give them a chance to catch their breath, and go into the playoffs as healthy as they can possibly be.
So, Ray, I tend to agree with you. I am very torn. John came out early this morning and said, play him. So, John, I'm turning to you. What is your retort to Ray, given just everything? What do you think?
I think you have to try to grab history. And I understand that you don't have a bye and that the starters need rest. But I would regret not trying if I were Nick Sirianni, if I were this organization, this close. It's so stuck in my craw that he's 34 carries shy of where Eric Dickerson was for the same, you know, yardage goal. Yeah. But what we're talking about here, 2105, Eric Dickerson had 34 more carries. So it just feels like, man, we're this close. And I understand I can drape this, my desire to get this record for Saquon and for this team, to speak for Saquon because he won't really say it for himself, and to speak for this offensive line because they won't really, you know, come out and say, hey, yeah, I know this is the right thing to do, because they're not sure either.
It could help Lane Johnson make the Hall of Fame. Now, I tend to think he'll make it anyway. But it could help him make it.
It is such a massive deal. Yeah. And to be this, 100 yards away, right, it does feel like it could be achievable,
well, sure,
relatively quickly, painlessly. And then, hey, whatever we do, sure, to close the game out is fine. And we won't have a hitch along the way. But I understand we don't have a bye. We are locked into that second seed. We will not be at home just watching the first round of the playoffs.
One of the problems with playing him and them, if you do, Ray, you know this, the playoff game could be on the Saturday. I mean, you could play a game at 1 o'clock on Sunday and turn around and play a Saturday night playoff game. You know, that's not ideal.
It's not ideal.
All right, so Ray, let me ask you this one. I mean, you are obviously
I fully understand what John's saying, because John's talking about it the way you would expect a professional football player to talk about it. That's how you're going to view this thing, for sure.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. But you got to understand, the New York Giants are coming in here on Sunday, and if Barkley plays, they're going to play an 11-man line. I mean, they're going to sell out on every snap, because their season means nothing. Their season has been gone for 3 months. But the last thing they want is for him to break this record against them.
That's interesting.
Here in Philadelphia. Their defense isn't good. I'm not going to try to say that it is.
Sure.
But they're going to be selling out on every play to stop number 26. Do you really want to put him in that situation a week before you play the games that really start to matter? I would not. And I'll tell you this. If you would stop 10 people on the street, or 10 people at the link for that matter, 2 months ago, before the record became a thing, before anybody started worrying about the pace that Barkley was on and what he could possibly do, you go back to end of September, beginning of October, whatever, you stop somebody in the stadium, hey, who has the record for the most yards rushing in a season? Maybe 1 out of 10 could have told you Eric Dickerson. Some people probably still think it was O.J., other people probably would have said it was Barry Sanders. But the fact is, I mean, it's history, but the Super Bowl is the real history here. That's the way I feel about it. And could he get it? Yeah, I think he could get it, but at what risk? I mean, if he goes out there and takes, and the Giants are going to be swarming him, you know they will. Do you really want to put him in that position? If he gets banged up at all, and he's less than 100% or as good as he can be going into the playoffs, then really, what have you accomplished? I remember interviewing O.J. Simpson. This was right after he retired, and it just transitioned into broadcasting. And I was doing a piece for the paper about him, and I asked him about his career. And he talked about his 73 season, and he talked about the 2003 yards and the MVP, and what he was looking at, which is certainly a berth in the Hall of Fame, no question about that. And what he said was, you know what? I trade it all for the Super Bowl. I trade all of that. The 2,000 yards, the MVP, Canton, all of that. I trade all of that for the Super Bowl, for a Super Bowl ring.
Well, what if you get both?
You could get both. You could.
And wouldn't you regret not even trying for both? You have the option
to get both and to not because you choose not to, not because you couldn't, not because your team wasn't good enough or the offensive line wasn't capable or Saquon wasn't elite enough. It's just because you chose to not play your starters in week 18.
Yeah, Ray, I think it's a fascinating conundrum. I mean, you know, we're fielding phone calls every which way, and people are, I mean, look, there's ultimately two sides. But there's a lot of merit, I think, on both sides. Ray, let me ask you this.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Ray, I want my team to err to the side of being overly aggressive. Yeah. Like, I'm okay with whatever happens. I'm throwing caution to the wind
because Ray,
I do think that is the best type of team. The type of team that will be a little bit reckless along the way.
But Ray, I'm going to throw this in because this is John's life. I mean, I've tried to remind him a few times. I mean, Brian Westbrook missed the 0-3 playoffs because he got injured end of the year. Wasn't week 18, but you get my point. Like, they missed a massive star on offense, and they scored 3 points versus Carolina and lost.
And
so,
last year, no A.J. Brown.
I know.
We don't have to go far back to remember an example of playing someone the last week of the season, him getting hurt and missing a playoff
game. All right, Ray, let me bring it to one other thing, because we could go round and round on this forever, and to a certain extent we are as a show today, and we'll all week here on WIP, I'm sure. Ray, our first time talking to you since the big death of Bill Berge. I mean, that's a big one in Philadelphia sports. I know you knew him really well. And obviously saw his career. Can you just put into words, particularly perhaps for some of the younger audience that didn't know Bill or see him play, the impact of Bill Berge in Philadelphia sports?
Enormous. He was a truly great player. I'm not somebody that throws that word around easily, but he was. When he came to the sad thing is when he came to Philadelphia, he joined a team that that had no defense, and so his great years, his best years, his peak years, were the mid-70s when he was basically playing by himself. But he, God, was he good? I mean, he was. To me, he was Butkus. To me, he was Butkus.
Wow.
I mean, he was. You know, he's a 245-pound man, which was huge for a middle linebacker. Well, even today, but certainly by then, by those standards. But he wasn't just a between the tackles run stuffer. I mean, he had an incredible agility and ability to play the game sideline to sideline. You look at his career; he finished his career 26 interceptions. I mean, that's a lot for a middle linebacker. And here's the thing: and he averaged 15 yards a return.
Wow.
It speaks to the kind of athlete he was, but a tremendous leader, a guy who played incredibly hard all the time. And the Philadelphia fans recognized that right from the jump. And I mean, you can pick any number of games, but the one I'll always remember was his first game. It was his first home game, regular season home game for the Eagles, fittingly against the Cowboys. Monday night game. You all know what a Monday night game was like back in the early 70s.
Yep.
It was a super event against the Cowboys at the Vet. And Berge, by my count, and I went back and I looked it up, I had him for 22 tackles. And late in that game, the Cowboys have the ball at the one-yard line. They're about to punch it in for the winning touchdown, the clinching touchdown. And Berge hits a guy named Doug Dennison, who was a rookie running back from Kutztown, hits him in the hole. Ball pops loose. Two hops to Joe Lavender, who takes it down the sidelines, 96 yards, for a touchdown that wins the game for the Eagles. And the Eagles were a bad team. The Cowboys were a really good team. But Bill Berge pretty much won that game by himself. And that was his introduction to Philadelphia, and then he went on for the next 7 years and did nothing but reinforce that. And, you know, his final game was Super Bowl 15. And at that point, Bill was 35 and playing on a really bad knee. But he still that year he led the team with 118 tackles. Just a great player, Eagles Hall of Famer for sure. I have said over and over, and I will continue to say that he should be in Canton. I mean, I look at the guys, the linebackers of that era, the Harry Carsons, the Tommy Nobises. There were some great players at that time. Jack Lambert. Those guys were in Canton. To me, Bill Berge was better than any of them. It's a shame. Unlike you know some of those guys, he didn't get a chance to win a world championship, but he played like a champion every Sunday.
Love it, Ray. Well said, my man. Ray, have a great new year, and we'll talk to you. Getting ready for the playoffs, obviously, next week. It'll be something. Thank you, Ray.
All righty. Take care now, guys.
All right, there he is, the Diddy Ray Diddinger. Right up ahead, more from Saquon and Nick Sirianni after the game about how they'll handle Week 18, plus what Jordan Mailata and A.J. Brown said, whether they want Saquon to go for it or not. DeMero Montage, your phone calls on all these topics. Joe DeCameron and John Ritchie on a great Monday morning on 94 WIP.